It really starts with us recognizing our popular culture. They're not just guilty pleasures. It is something that truly matters to us. Oh!
My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron. But you can call us Autobots.
Here's Johnny.
I'm Batman.
This is Sparta!
It doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
We're going freaking!
Never go for retard.
Look, I got a baby Ruth, sir.
Baby Ruth?
Help me!
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I am the danger.
60% of the time, it works every time.
This is Pop Center.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters and the End Control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up, regrouped, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs on the back, and they split. Found out about Beagle, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys? That's not legal.
It's Pop Center. This is Pop Center. I'm Tommy West.
Maxwell.
Jenna, hi.
Sorry. This is obviously from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
And I love that you apply the music that we talked about last week into this week's edition. Well, yeah.
The reason I did that is because I still can't get enough of Ghostbusters.
You do love that.
You love Ghostbusters. You have such a boner.
I do. And it was like the one movie in the movie club that I was really excited to get into because, like, after we left, our homework was to go home and watch Ghostbusters.
Oh, you did it.
I did that. And then, like, the weekend after, I watched Ghostbusters 2.
That was not part of the assignment.
Like,
that was just freelance.
It was extra credit.
Yeah.
This is Pop Center, where we talk about pop culture from this week and beyond. This week, we are going to be talking about controversies. So many controversies.
So many.
So many controversies. Mm. In general, it's just like a week of controversies.
Is there? I mean, I know in sports terms, there's a lot.
Well, there's more than that. Also in the apparel business as well.
In the apparel business?
In the apparel business. Video games, actually, John Maxwell
yes.
is the proprietor.
I took the plunge.
He took the plunge. The proprietor, by the way, the right term?
I'm not entirely sure that's correct.
I really have no idea.
No, what's the right word for the person who owns something?
But multiple people own what I now own.
Right, but you are now the
proud owner of a
game system.
Of a game console. My first one. My first ever. Besides N64, which I don't count because my parents bought it. Okay. But, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
Feels good.
Feels good.
I feel like a man.
It's so nice
without
that
a girlfriend
that you're actually going to give it to me.
No.
Whoa.
Sounds like I got a girlfriend now. Hello.
We have a new segment on the show where we create a list, if you will. It's where you write a bunch of things down, maybe in order, maybe in your top five, your top 10. We create a list of things and we ask you to share your own as well. And we'll get into that later. We're going to talk about the bad movies that we love.
Mm.
Movies
so
that are
many.
So terrible. We still love them. Or maybe they're just bad and you love them for some reason.
Well, can I tell you one movie that will certainly not be on that list because it's just so good?
Well, wait, I already know what you're going to say.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not on my list because it's a good movie.
Could you
style.
Not talk about Batman and Robin? Like, just one episode, can we get past?
I don't know. It's just so good. People love it.
Which, by the way, Easter egg, and maybe I'll count this as the time, but every episode of this podcast so far, because what is this, our fifth or sixth episode?
It's number six.
It's somewhere there. It's our fifth or sixth. Edit later. Every episode we've talked about Batman, Chris Pratt, and or Guardians of the Galaxy.
What about Robin? Why are you forgetting about Robin?
What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't think it's called every
stay
episode.
Stay out of this.
Come on.
Almost every episode.
Almost. That one's on. Almost. It's just a great movie. I mean,
it is.
Why do you want to sully something that's already just so good?
Well, the two things we've almost always talked about every episode is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a pretty good TV show from the HBO network that I think didn't get its due.
Oh, Sex and the City?
No.
Oh, no.
It was about a group of guys.
No.
Arliss. Arliss. It was spelt with two dollar signs. Arliss. I don't think Arliss remembers Arliss. So we have that coming up. Not Arliss. We have bad movies that we love. And the Pop Center Movie Club. What a huge announcement.
Oh.
I'll call it a huge announcement.
It's more of a huge disappointment.
A huge non-announcement.
Yeah, a huge disappointment.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But first, last week we talked about fall movies. And there are lots of terrible fall movies coming out. Actually, one of our listeners said that we are very mean about fall movies. Like, we don't have any bright spots. Like, we have to be nicer that there are some good movies. Stop being so cynical.
I listed a good amount of ones that are going to be good that are coming out.
But I think our overall thought was, it's going to be pretty terrible. So,
I mean,
we can list off 20 movies that we're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then if we're like, but it's going to be terrible, it makes us sound cynical.
I don't know. I got to find a good mainstream movie that's coming out in the fall that people will enjoy.
Still going to say Interstellar.
I thought we were going to see Madagascar.
Oh, we still, is that still on?
That's still on.
I might have a business meeting. Which day? Which day did you want to go see that?
Any of them?
I got it. Yeah, that's the night I have them.
Be under the influence.
Yeah, that's the meeting.
What about the Hunger Games?
I'll go see that. Yeah. Is that coming out this year?
Sure.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
See?
There we go. Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Sure.
This week, however, and maybe we just overlooked it or something, but this week there are a lot of good movies coming out. Not a lot. There are four movies on the list. The first being The Maze Runner. I'm not saying personally I think it's going to be a good movie. I'm just saying it's coming out this week.
you're just laying the facts.
Like I have a list in front of me. I have to start with The Maze Runner. Yes. I'm saying it exists.
Okay.
All right. I don't think it looks bad.
Is it a book movie?
It sure is. So it's just count you out.
Ah, no. But
it's like Twilight, except. It reminds me of Hunger Games meets The Outsiders, basically.
Hunger Games meets The Outsiders?
Meets, like, Lord of the Flies. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what it kind of reminds me of.
In terms of concept, this seems like a cool concept. I love mazes. Mazes are great. You got to solve them. They're hard to do.
Yeah.
In terms of a movie, I don't know. If I'd watch it if it was entertaining. This looks like Divergent in a maze.
Yeah.
Good, that's another.
There's a lot of book movies look the same.
You just hate book movies.
But are kids reading more?
I don't know.
This is a serious question. Hopefully. Are kids reading more?
I think so.
Because everything that's coming out is based on books.
Maybe you just didn't read when you were younger.
I didn't, actually.
Too busy playing book hanger.
It was Wirehead.
Wirehead, right.
But I don't know. Like Maze Runner, it doesn't, like, if I'm a teenager, I guess it looks, and if you're into the books, I guess it looks good, but
it looks okay.
I will say there was they released, I don't know if it was a trailer, but it was like a semi, I forgot the thing when they explain like kind of what the movie's about,
like
without
a featurette.
Where they explain the rules of a Maze Runner. And I kind of like that because, like, honestly, when I saw the trailer, I had no idea what the hell it was about.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
it's people in this weird society, like they get dropped into a certain land. They have to go into a maze, but they explained what their role was. And that seemed at least more knowledgeable. At least I have a certain understanding of what they want to do or what they're trying to do.
What are they trying to do?
They're trying to accomplish certain goals in a maze, and then they do it all again the next day.
And they only have so much time, right?
Yeah. Then. So, I mean, I would give this one a shot in terms of the shit YA movies that are coming out or have been coming out.
Yeah, okay. I'll give that to you. I mean, yeah, because what was the one? Was Divergent the one?
The Giver.
What was the one in space with
Oh, with Harrison Ford?
Yes.
That was Ender's Game.
Ender's Game.
Yes. Ender's Game was like, I was like, oh, you're trying too hard. You're just trying to be Hunger Games. There's a lot of movies that just try to be Hunger Games. This one doesn't strike me as fully being that.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. It still has that same look, to your point, like the young adult crowd.
That's the problem. Aesthetically, these all look so similar.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't put the title in the movie, I wouldn't be able to tell them apart. This could have been The Giver, like part two. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Unless the title came up. I need something different in terms of these books, these movie books, whatever you want to call them. We'll come up with a term for it.
Book movie. I've been saying it for like 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, we're going to coin it. The book movie. There's got to be a better way to translate these book movies. No.
The next movie on the list is A Walk Among the Tombstones, a.k.a. Taken 3.
Taken 7.
Taken.
Let's basically just say Liam Neeson can do anything. He could take a shit on screen, and I will go see it. I will go see it because he is the man, basically.
The first time I saw the trailer for this, it was on mute. And so I didn't actually hear anything.
So you just thought it was Taken?
You just saw a lot of brooding.
Because there's a scene, and if you remember Taken, there's that scene where, like, he records the phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he's just listening to it over and over again on the plane on the way over there. And so I just see a scene where, it's Liam Neeson looking exactly like he looks like in Taken. And then it cuts to, like a slow zoom in into a tape recorder that he's listening to and then going back and forth. And I'm like, it's the same It's the this is Taken.
I'll go see it for the one thing at the end of the movie where he's like, I bet you've done this before. And then it pauses, a long pause. He goes, not like this. I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. Because he's never done this. It's never been like this.
No, it's never been like this.
But here's my question. Does Liam Neeson realize? Like, is he doing it because it's like, look, they're just.
Of course
he does. He doesn't care.
He says it in interviews. He knows that he does this stuff. It pays money and people want to see it. Why would you not do that?
But why are they making the same movie over and over again?
Because, because people go see it.
Would you want to see him in a romantic comedy, The Proposal 2, with Liam Neeson?
He was in Love Actually.
Yes, he was. And he was amazing.
Not, no, he was not.
He wasn't?
Totally disagree with you. He actually was so awful in a romantic comedy.
Why? I like Liam Neeson
no matter what.
I mean, I'm pretty sure his storyline, the kid was the one who was the love interest and not really him.
The kid was the love interest?
Well, not with him, but the kid liked the girl, a little girl.
He was the dad, and his wife passed away, and it was more about his son. Mm.
You would think it would be more about him if his wife passed away.
Well, if maybe if they got kidnapped, and then he evolved.
Art imitates life, I guess.
Maybe.
Which I'm going to say, I know I said that, but let me be clear. I truly feel bad for Liam Neeson. Like, at this point, it's like not like I can't still feel bad.
Natasha Richardson was amazing. She was a great actress. Yeah. That was very unfortunate.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, I'll say terrible things on this podcast. That's the one where I'm saying, well, I'm not touching. Like,
I'm glad he found a niche that he could use. You know, he's been around for a long time. He played a superhero. I think it was Blank Man, or he was in a superhero movie in the 80s, or Dark Man.
Blank Man.
Can I tell you, Blank Man is coming up on my list.
Is that on your list?
It's on my list later.
Wait, was he the one, or is that the Wayne's Brothers movie?
That's the Wayne Brothers movie.
Who am I?
You're thinking Dark Man.
He was one of the guys who was in a superhero movie in the 80s that kind of maybe didn't translate well, but he was one of the pioneers of someone who made a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's been around for so long and can finally find something that people can relate to, or at least enjoy that he does, is great.
No, you know what it is? Have you guys seen when he was on Life's Too Short?
I don't know what that is. Was that on HBO?
It was on HBO. It was about the short actor, the guy who played a Wookiee. What's his name?
Ricky Gervais's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know Martin Plimpton is one of his friends, but I don't think that's him though.
No. This is the he's a tiny person.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. His name. I don't know.
Well, anyway, the point is, Liam Neeson made a cameo in that show, and he's like, I want to do more comedy.
He has the best.
I like your
accent
British
ever.
Accent. That's a good imitation of him. I like
but he's
that.
Not British.
I want to do more comedy. I want to do more comedy. But no, he does, by the way, Taken 3, I'm looking at his Taken 3 is set to come out next year. So
as it should.
He was hilarious. Like, he played it so dry. And he played it so dry, it was hilarious. Like, if he tries to do comedy or go outside his realm, he was in, I Know You Hated It and You Walked Out, so you might not know this, but he was in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
He was in that movie?
Really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
I will go, I will see it now.
I think I walked out about 15 minutes into that one.
By the way, was it the Deadpool? Was that what you were thinking of?
No.
He was Deadpool?
No, he was not. No, Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool.
Darkman. No, he was Darkman.
Darkman, right? Yeah, Darkman. Yeah, he was in this one of the superhero movies before it became a popular thing, before Marvel made Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So.
My whole point is, it's Taken in New York City, and instead of him being an ex-CIA agent, he's an ex-NYPD cop.
Right, he's a private detective.
Instead of him going after his daughter, to try to find his daughter or his wife, whatever the second one was about, he's going after
someone else's
wife.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to see that movie?
I've already seen it.
But twice.
Yeah, it was great twice.
I'm assuming it's going to be at least slightly different, and that's what people want in a September movie.
Only if there's one, like if they wink at the audience and he's like, and he goes like, "Was your wife taken?" And then like turns the camera and winks.
Right. If he says he wants anything back, I'm gonna walk out. I will walk out of that
specific
movie.
Specific set of skills. By the way, did anyone get my tweet earlier? Because I tweeted earlier this week. I tweeted a picture of a piece of a brownie. It was really funny. It's a reference. I'm not just randomly bringing up hey, did anybody see my tweet? I tweeted a picture of a brownie, and I wrote, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will eat you.
Ah.
Which was a reference to
to the thing.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. On the Twitter.
On the tweets. This is where I leave you, which we mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Which the closer it gets, now it went from being a limited release to a wider release because it's like, look at all the people we have in it.
It's a smart move. I mean, it's yeah. It's the kind of move that's going to try and make money real quick.
Yeah.
And then go to TV.
What do you call those?
The
snatch and grabs.
Snatch and grabs. smash and grabs.
And you know what? People will see it because, like, well, a certain type, you know, like a certain, I don't know.
Niche crowd.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like that kind of movie.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you don't want to see The Maze Runner.
That's what I'm saying. You have a movie, like an action adventure for young adults. You have an action, like a straight up action movie for men. And then you have This Is Where I Leave You, which is
the dramedy.
The dramedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a good balance for movie theaters. Like, I don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I'm looking at it like,
I mean, we're in September. There hasn't been that many successful September movies.
No.
I don't really know. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm sure if I looked it up, I could find some, but I don't like September is like the dump. For the movie industry.
Yeah.
Right.
Before award season kicks off. Like right now, all the awards festivals are going on. New York Film Festival is going to start. TIFF started. Like these are all like, you know, they're not in the mainstream yet. So these are all the movies that are kind of just going to make the money they can make and then be on their way.
Yeah.
And I also feel like this time of year is more about TV premieres. Like I feel like September
until,
you know, late September into October is kind of when like all TV shows premiere and it's more about TV.
Yeah. Which by the way, next week is Gotham.
Yay.
The premiere. And is Mulaney premiering next week?
I don't know. I can't wait to see it, though. I can't wait to see how meta it is.
So meta.
Seinfeld for the modern era.
Stop. Yikes. Don't do that.
Wait, can we also talk about Tusk?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Is that coming out this weekend?
Yeah, I didn't realize that this movie was coming. Like, I heard nothing about this.
Yeah.
Like, when Kevin Smith was working on Red State, I heard all about Red State. To ad nauseum, heard about Red State, but I didn't hear about Tusk. I don't know how it flew under my radar.
Yeah, me
because
neither.
They're not really advertising it that much. I've seen a couple trailers late night when I'm staying up at 3 a.m. watching things I shouldn't be
watching. But it's Justin Long and Haley Joel Osment, which is they brought him out of retirement.
I mean, can you explain it to people who don't know?
Yeah, so essentially, and they explain all of this in the trailer. Too, which I was kind of surprised by, because then it just becomes horror porn, which maybe that's what he's going for. But Justin Long is a podcast host, which I can relate to, who goes off and he does some type of podcast about crazy, weird people and goes off for the story of his lifetime, the story he's been waiting for. There's some crazy Canadian guy and he goes up to Canada and he meets this guy and this guy goes on to try to turn him into a walrus. Can't pronounce walrus.
A sea creature.
A sea creature. Apparently, the guy's obsessed with the walrus.
Walrus.
You got it. That's good.
And wants to turn Justin Long into a walrus.
Yeah. But
which would be fun.
It would be. But I mean, I see when I talk to people about this movie, which I didn't know it was coming out this weekend, which I should have known, and I'm gonna go see it. They compare it to all the torture porn movies that are coming out, and then they compare it to Human Centipede.
Yeah.
And I don't see this as that kind of movie. There was really, the humor that was in Human Centipede was very on the nose.
Where was the humor?
There was some humor. I mean, at least in the second one, it was very meta.
Was there someone in the back of the theater just, he's popping in his mouth?
No, none of that. But to me,
hilarious!
I think, I think the way Kevin Smith has translated into this odd horror genre that he kind of has gone into since Red State, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be one of the more funnier torture porn movies that are out there. And from the reviews I've been seeing, it's not that much horror, or not that much like gore as Hostel or Saw, but there's more comedy in it.
Yeah, it looks funny.
It looks kind of funny.
It looks pretty funny.
I don't know. Wait a second. I wouldn't say it looks funny.
I would say
it looks kind of, it's like there's that other movie, and I think this comes out next week, or maybe, no, I'm sorry, it's this week, but it's limited, which is that, I have to look it up now, it's the new Simon Pegg movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hector and the Search for Happiness?
Yeah. Like, it's in that realm, that's coming out limited, like, it comes out this weekend, but it's limited release, but it's like that, where it's like, it's kind of whimsical,
Okay, well, I have seen that movie, Hector and the Search for Happiness. There's no, to me, I don't see any happiness in Tusk. I don't think he's going to be happy that he got turned into a walrus.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like
in the sea life that he's about to enjoy.
No, I agree. But I'm saying, like, you see, like, the type of comedy that they try to inject to it, it's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. It's a little bit more, it's not straight up, haha, there's, like, comedic moments.
In
but
Tusk?
There's, yeah.
Right, but it's got that kind of Justin Long dry humor inserted into it. I know I'm not a huge Justin Long fan, but
like,
I mean,
he is one of the nicest guys on the planet.
He has his moments
where
he's funny.
You guys are freaking crazy.
What?
Idiocracy, Galaxy Quest, yeah. He makes all of those movies.
He actually is really
great.
Have you ever
in
seen
them.
Zach and Miri make a porno? Yeah,
because of
course. He really makes that movie, and he's only in it.
He is
like
fantastic. You guys are crazy.
No. All right.
No,
I
like him. Just,
yeah.
You know.
No, you know what it was? There was the point in his career when they were trying to make him into something that he didn't become. Like, what was that movie with the college? Accepted.
Undeclared.
No, that was a TV show.
Right. I got that wrong.
Accepted.
Oh, Accepted.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Like, they were trying to make him into something else, and I don't know how to describe it properly. Do you know what I'm going for?
That should be on my list.
Accepted?
Almost like
of shit movies that I like.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Well, it seems like they were trying to go for that.
Yeah.
And with his career, and it just didn't go that direction.
I agree. I mean, that was a step in a certain genre that kind of doesn't really exist anymore. Like the Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Like the college humor. Like, oh, we're so carefree. Let's do whatever the fuck we want.
American Pie.
Yeah. That kind of doesn't happen anymore. At least I haven't seen one in a while that doesn't go direct to DVD.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Tusk seems to me like one of the odd, weird, out there horror movies that I can kind of enjoy.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go see this movie this weekend.
Me too.
This is the one I'm looking forward to. And the fact that Michael Parks is the guy who turns him into the fucking walrus. Anyone who's seen any Quentin Tarantino movie has seen Michael Parks.
Yeah.
Look him up. He's in everything.
The one thing I felt like, again, it's that dry humor. But there's a moment in the trailer where Justin Long is like crying or like screaming in pain. And then
he just mocks him.
He just mocks him. And it's like there's no music under it. There's nothing. And it's like, okay.
So dry. Yeah.
The movie was only like $3 million to make. It's a cheap movie.
Yeah.
And it's Canada.
Well, it's
Canada. So.
I think in the trailer too, you hear Justin Long say, like, I don't want to die in Canada.
That's great.
I don't think
Canada's
you can.
Great.
With
great.
Their healthcare system, I don't know if you're allowed to die.
Either way.
They don't let you.
That's the one. That's the one I'm going to see this weekend.
Moving on. Controversies.
What?
Controversies.
Oh, my God.
This was a really rough week for controversies.
You mean for my fantasy football team? It was very rough.
Let's not even delve into fantasy sports and
how
I feel about them.
Do you play fantasy sports?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, now we have to dive into it.
Ugh.
How do you not play fantasy sports?
Easily.
Hundreds of millions of Americans play fantasy sports.
It's like, but
what do you mean?
Fantasy, what do you need a fantasy team for?
Because it's the way to appreciate football.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't really appreciate football either way.
So. You only appreciate Ninja Turtles.
I don't appreciate real life football or fantasy football.
Right. So I would understand you not wanting to. And most girls don't understand the idea of fantasy sports. I know some that do.
Hey, I had a fantasy hockey league once, and you know what? I kicked ass.
God, don't even get me started on that. Fantasy hockey?
Oh, but fantasy football.
You might as well do fantasy baseball.
What's wrong with fantasy baseball?
Fantasy curling.
What's wrong with fantasy baseball?
What's wrong with that?
Because it's too long of a season. Fantasy football is short. There's 16 games.
Football.
We're in a fight. We're breaking up.
Already?
We didn't even see
Madagascar yet.
I'm not going to see that.
What did I miss?
We broke up. You missed a lot.
Why?
I don't know. We'll make up eventually. It's going to take some time. I'm kind of hurt.
Wait till fantasy hockey comes around. We'll be fine.
No, I'm not going to talk to you during fantasy hockey. I thought the season was still going on.
Start soon.
Who won? Who won the season?
Not the Rangers, and that's all that matters.
Why did he even fake date you in the first place?
You're a Rangers fan?
Ugh. Why wouldn't I be a Rangers fan? I'm from New York.
I was being sarcastic because literally, if you look at Jenna's Instagram,
I'm a Rangers fan.
You are obsessed. You wear like, if it's hockey season, you switch from nerd shirts to
Ranger shirts.
Ranger jerseys.
Sure do.
Nerd schizo. I like it.
So I guess before we go into
controversies.
Controversies. Ray Rice. Before we get into that. Before we get into the football controversies, let's go into the apparel controversies.
I haven't heard about this. I don't know what controversy is going on with the apparel. What is happening?
So basically, Jenna, Urban Outfitters put out like a sweatshirt, a Kent State sweatshirt that is covered in, has like blood stains on it.
Really?
Which is super distasteful, super fucked up. But to me, everything Urban Outfitters does is strictly for, you know, people to go to their website.
Who like mass murders?
I guess so. I just think they're looking for web traffic. I think they're looking for web traffic, and I think they have no shame to do anything like that because they've done shit like that before.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a school shooting themed t-shirt. Yeah.
Who even made it? Whose idea was it to come up with that?
And I'm not defending them. I'm just regurgitating their defense, which was that it wasn't actually blood stained or anything. It was bleach stained. And that's how it just appeared in the photo. And they, I'm just repeating what they said. Yeah.
I've never seen a bleach stain that's red.
Yeah.
Unless was it a red t-shirt bleached white? And then like it just kind of like the bleach took over and then the red looked like it was a.
The photos make it look like it's clearly, it's like a pink colored. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's really fucked up.
So, you know, some people are a little offended about that.
A little bit.
A little bit. And I guess behind the scenes, Urban Outfitters told their employees, like they had a leaked email that went to their employees basically saying all the stuff I just mentioned, which was it was unintentional, blah, 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 blah. And then apparently some insiders there had reported to like Gawker and some other sites that either the people that didn't care, either the people that put it on the website either didn't care or were too young to understand what they were doing.
Too young to understand
what the Kent State.
First of all, Kent State is a very specific college to make a shirt for. Why would you make a Kent State shirt?
So, no. So this actually, I was my thing too. It's like, what
why
the hell?
Why Kent State?
So apparently, us not being hipsters don't know this. Urban Outfitters has this thing where they basically take thrift, like they're basically a giant corporate thrift shop. Right. So they'll take old clothes, like a slightly dark bleached Kent State hoodie,
and urbanize them
and resell it on their website. Like, hey, you can own this vintage sweater.
Basically, and they charge you $80. I mean, I'm guilty. Yeah. I shop at Urban Outfitters.
No, you don't. No. Seriously?
I haven't in a while. And now after this, I don't, you know. Mm. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That's all they do. They take something, they like put a rip in it, and they're like, $80.
But it's like one of a kind because
it's a Rutgers sweatshirt.
Yeah. Like you can take your Rutgers sweatshirt, give it to Urban Outfitters, and then I don't know how they do that, but then they just resell it. And it's like, look, it's vintage.
They call
it's
it, old. Yeah, they call
wouldn't
it like
they have
re,
to get,
I don't know.
Wouldn't they have to get approval from Kent State to make this shirt? Wouldn't someone from Kent State see that and
they're
say,
not making
wait
the shirt.
A second.
That's the thing, they're not making it.
What are they doing?
They're like a thrift shop.
Either way, they have to get the rights to sell the Kent State shirt. They can't just sell it. They can't put a picture of you on a shirt and just sell it.
No, but they're not putting anything on a shirt. It's like if you throw that shirt that you're wearing out and then
they just find it. Urban finds it. Oh, I'm going to put some stains on this one.
They call their stuff like that vintage renewal. They take old fabrics and old things and then they renew them.
So essentially what you're saying is I can go to I almost said Salvation Army, go like just buy all their clothes that are like a dollar.
Yeah,
because that's how much they cost there. It's like a dollar. Yeah. And then just put it on a website, make it look pretty and resell it and be like, look how vintage it is.
Put some coffee stains on it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what they do. Rip it up a little
ask
bit.
Ask a homeless man or
throw
you know,
some dirt
roll
on
it.
Like to announce me quitting this podcast to start a company. Mm. Of,
what's it going
to
be called?
It's going to be called Hipster Outfitters.
Ooh.
Hipster Outfitters.
Yeah. Great idea.
A little bit more direct.
Yes.
You know, really going for our market.
Yes.
You know?
They like being told that they're hipsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Might alienate some of the market though.
Well, you know. We'll let the bigwigs handle that.
Yeah.
You're the creative type.
I am the creative type.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take pictures of t-shirts and put them on a website and people can
buy them. Sepia filter.
Sepia filter on everything.
Sepia.
Is it sepia or sepia?
I never really knew.
Say sepia.
Also, controversy in the NFL had a few players that maybe did some stuff they shouldn't have done.
Who?
Well, there's
Michael
this,
Vick.
Well, no, he apparently is.
He's okay now.
We've forgiven him for the piece of shit that he is.
It's done. It's done.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
By the way, I can't keep going with playing that role. I brought that up that like, no one remember Michael Vick?
No, I remember.
No, he's still being punished. He's the backup quarterback for the Jets.
But I am an
That's
honor-
worse than prison.
No, you're absolutely
Are you
right.
kidding me? You're That's right. prison.
I'm an honorary Jets fan. If I'm a football person, I like the Jets, I guess.
Oof. You should be offended he's
but
on
now,
your team.
But now that he's on that team, I'm like, fuck you, Jets.
Yeah, yeah, he's the in backup. Jail right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll root for, like, I don't know.
You can catch him on the sidelines occasionally, about three times a game.
What team doesn't have an asshole on it? Can you, like, what team doesn't have someone who's been, like, convicted of a crime on it?
Buffalo, maybe?
Like, the what about 49ers?
I'm just riding Peyton Manning to the top.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So there's a guy named Ray, and Ray had a fiance, now his wife.
Right. Then he had sex with Kim Kardashian.
No, this is a different person. You're thinking of Ray J.
Oh, great guy.
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So Mr. Rice was at a casino with his wife.
Now closed casino.
Right.
Was it really?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Revel.
Closed down.
Oh, that was at Revel?
That went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Sure was.
That's not why it closed.
Wait. He did this in South Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
This wasn't even in Vegas?
No.
He was in South Jersey.
Isn't it more fitting that he was in Jersey for this incident?
Yes, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Abuse does happen.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm really just off taken aback by the fact this was South Jersey. That's a terrible place.
Yeah.
Like, that's
the terrible place where terrible things happen.
Yes.
Clearly.
It's a terrible place where terrible things happen.
No,
that is actually the Atlantic City slogan.
Bad. Are you trying to say dreams? Because that's where dreams happen.
When you drive into Atlantic City, it says, "Welcome to Atlantic City, a place, a terrible place, terrible things happen.
Where everyone is a prostitute."
And everyone's like, "Why is nobody coming? Our slogan is so good."
Everyone is given a complimentary hooker.
Yes.
As you walk in.
That's nice of them.
Like like a fruit basket.
Right. Everybody gets a Svetlana.
So, so Ray Rice, I'm glad, by the way, this conversation turned from, because we had to make fun of something, it turned into making fun of Atlantic City.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's where we went with
it
that.
It deserves to be made fun
it
of.
It does, absolutely. Literally, the real estate is running out of the town. It's like, we don't want to be here anymore. Which, for those that don't know, how many casinos now closed?
I think it's been three. I mean, yeah. I don't know if Trump closed yet.
Yeah, no, it did.
Then, yeah.
Probably. At the other casinos, though, if you hit the big wheel, like the big prize, you win a casino.
And everyone's like, shit.
Congratulations, you won a jackpot. You won the building next door.
Great.
So Ray Rice beat his wife. At this point, everyone's seen the videos. Everyone,
right.
He punched his wife. Like Mike Tyson punched.
Knockout.
Yes, Mike Tyson TKO knockout.
Dragged her.
Yes.
Right.
And it was terrible. And I mean, I don't think we really need to explain the story. There's the 2-game suspension. And then the
which
video
was
came
ridiculous
out.
In its own
yeah.
right.
And now there's the back and forth of, well, did the NFL actually see this?
Yes, of course they did.
You think they did?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I give them that much credit.
There's no doubt in my mind that they saw it.
I'm not defending them. Yeah. I'm just saying I think that it's like when people are like, the government's after us. It's like,
oh,
no, the government's incompetent. Just stop. The government is very incompetent. You're giving them way too much credit by thinking about that conspiracies are true.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I just think they were trying to cover it up.
So you think they did see it?
Yes.
It's not even a matter of that. The fact that in terms of suspension purposes,
right.
in terms of beatings and drugs. So there's Josh Gordon, who was the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Got suspended the whole season for failing a marijuana drug test.
Right.
Whole season. Gone. Can't play. Ray Rice knocked out his wife unconscious in an elevator. 2 games.
Drags her out of the elevator.
2 games.
But yeah.
Wes ridiculous. Welker, who I love, who's on my team, and I'm happy that he's back, took, it was either Adderall or ecstasy. It was some drug. 4 games. Marijuana
right.
season.
Right.
Club drug. 4 games. Beating the shit out of your wife. 2 games.
So just, yeah, it's almost saying like, you know, I don't want to get into it and be a feminist about it, but it's kind of just saying, women are not as valuable as, you know, or as important as abusing drugs. I mean, it's worse to abuse drugs than to abuse women, basically, is the message that they're sending.
Which is fucking insane.
It's insane. It's ridiculous.
So the fact that Josh Gordon can get a whole season for failing a drug test of weed.
Right.
And Ray Rice got two games initially. Now he's suspended and got, you know, he's not on the Ravens anymore. They let him go, which they're,
by the way, appealing now.
That's who's appealing?
The players union is appealing for him.
Ray Rice's suspension?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'll get to that in a second. It's part of the...
Okay. Yeah. Just the fact that the NFL's priorities are not in order of who should be suspended for what is grossly, grossly offended. And as someone who enjoys fantasy football, it's not fun. And with the whole Adrian Peterson thing, you know, that's a whole, it's a whole other thing. The fact that the Vikings wanted to reinstate him and have him start this weekend for facing indictment charges on beating a child.
Right.
Well, see, now this is something I heard. I don't know. I haven't heard that much about this. All I've heard is that he spanked his child.
With a switch.
I didn't know that. And his defense is that where he comes from, which is the South, it's not that uncommon for people to reprimand their children by giving them a spank or, you know.
Right, which goes into a whole different discussion of how parents discipline their children.
Right.
But the fact that Adrian Peterson is who he is, one of the top running backs in the NFL, a very public figure, is now in trouble for this situation, you know? It might be the way he wants to discipline his child. It's how maybe he was disciplined. At this point, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's done, yeah.
And now all the actions that are taking place because of it it amazes me how, like, people have different opinions of how to raise a child. And the fact that the Vikings don't know how to handle their own player and they want to let him play this weekend amidst this issue, this huge, huge issue, is amazing.
Where are their priorities?
I don't know.
Well, the only reason that they reversed course on the Adrian Peterson thing was supposedly because of advertiser backlash, like Budweiser.
Sponsorships,
They were like, listen, this is, we can't be a part of this.
Well, Radisson is the biggest sponsor of Minnesota, of the Vikings, and the fact that they wanted to pull their sponsorship, that made them backtrack. You know, they're going to lose millions and millions of dollars.
They're still going to lose millions. They're still paying this guy.
And Peter, he lost his endorsement for the for Nike. Nike suspended his endorsement.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a slow roll. You know, once one happens, it's going to snowball. I don't know who else has Adrian Peterson as their sponsor. Maybe Gatorade or Subway.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But this is a long, brutal process.
Yeah.
I also heard they hired, and I'm like, this is so ridiculous that they even feel the need to say it. The NFL hired two women to come in and, I don't know, see how the league is doing. Look into what's going
on.
And I'm like,
women representatives.
Yeah, they had to say, like, oh, we brought women in, so see, we love women.
Just to say that they did it.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
So as a fantasy football player in too many leagues than he can manage, I'm very upset by it, and it's unfortunate.
Did you suffer some losses on your team?
I don't have him on my team.
Oh, okay, well.
But I mean, if I did, I'd be, you know, people who have him in his leagues, they're upset solely because they're not going to get the points, you know? It's a shallow, shallow, shallow game.
And the thing is, like, the ratings are up.
The ratings are up.
Like, the ratings for Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football, despite the fact that Rihanna's song's not there anymore, which we'll get to in a second. More controversy. But despite all that and all this suspensions and all, like, no one's tuning out. Everyone's tuning back in. More people are tuning in.
Right. That's
people like the controversy.
People love it.
But are people tuning in for the controversy? Or are they just tuning in because it's like, we don't care. Like, still want to watch a game.
I think it's because they love controversy.
Can it be both?
People.
People do love football.
I would count the controversy, though, as a more impactful factor of why people watch it.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong. Like, when there are TV shows where it's like, oh, no, what's going to happen now? Like, when, like, something, you know, when you know someone's being kicked off a TV show or something like that, you know.
Right, but if something happened that wasn't in the TV show, that was like a newsworthy thing that was outside, you're going to want to tune into that TV show and see, like, oh my God, is this real?
Well,
is someone really gonna, like, if someone's nuts got chopped off, off the camera, like, oh, did this really happen? People are going to want to go see it. They're going to want to watch to see the follow-up of the aftermath.
Right, it's human nature, you know, to be drawn to stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's like when Conan was getting fired from The Tonight Show.
Ratings were through the roof.
Because everyone tuned in because it's like, what is he going to say? What's going to happen now?
Right.
So shock factor is a huge value of why people watch things now.
But I mean, with football, people aren't expecting that. They're just expecting a game, right? I mean,
people want to see if he's going to play, what he's going to do if he plays, the interview after the game. Is he going to talk to press, which obviously he would never would do. Otherwise, yeah, that'd be a problem. But if he did, you know, people would want to watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
If he booked an interview with CBS, with Katie Couric, whoever's interviewing people these days, people are going to tune into that. They're going to want to see what he has to say.
Yeah. Despite the fact that
they're not going to watch the game. They're going to watch the Katie Couric interview post game. Right.
Well, it's like, well, speaking of Katie Couric, she was the one who interviewed, who was Manti Te'o.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when
he's
catfished,
the one with the imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah, the imaginary girlfriend guy.
Right.
Went on television and was like, my girlfriend.
Right. And right now, nobody cares about what he's doing. But at the time, they really wanted to know.
Right. Well, it was also because I'm pretty sure he was expecting, this is going to jeopardize my NFL career. And did it?
I mean, did he have a career to begin with?
No, I mean, where is he now?
Not playing the NFL.
With his girlfriend.
Oh no, he's not in the NFL.
I don't really know.
Okay,
he's not in my fantasy league, so I really don't care.
It doesn't matter to you.
No.
Also, controversy, and this one pisses me off a little bit. This one upsets me because it's like you're creating controversy. So CBS has a song from Rihanna, or was using one of Rihanna's songs to kick off Thursday Night Football,
right?
Because now Thursday Night Football is on CBS. So they had one of her songs that was supposed to kick off the show. It's supposed to be like the opening theme. And last week, in light of the events, they did an error because their statement was it wasn't like a whimsical, fun, comedic, fun open. It was more of like a lighter tone. They wanted to kind of bring it down a little bit and to meet expectations. To your point, everyone tuning in, what's going to happen now? And they talked about things and whatever. And then they were going to go back to use it this week. And Rihanna's like, oh, hell no. Like, how dare you pull my song? And it's like, stop. Like, seriously, just be an adult for like 2 seconds and realize if they don't play your song.
Yeah. And how about she was also a victim of abuse?
Right. And I think that her thought process was they pulled my song because of that,
which is why they pulled it. That was the exact reason why they pulled
that
it.
Makes
and let
a lot
me
of
just
sense
say, anyone who watches football doesn't give a shit what song is playing before or after the football game. No one's going to know that's Rihanna.
But what about on NBC? Waiting all day for Sunday night.
The Carrie Underwood
song? Yeah, you know, look forward to that?
No.
Being sarcastic.
It doesn't really matter.
Wait, all right, so my question is, so I just explained what CBS had said.
Yes.
So you're saying you believe they pulled it because
that's the only reason they pulled it. Why would they pull it for an more up tempo song? Rihanna's not
up-tempo. No. They didn't put a different song in there. They just didn't kick off with a song. Like, they didn't do their big opening that they normally do.
It's not a coincidence that she was a victim of abuse and they pulled her song from Thursday Night Football. I don't think it's a coincidence.
You think they just did it because it's like, we're not going to play a song and then talk. We're not going to play
a woman who was abused.
We're not going to play an abused woman's song and then talk about Ray Rice, who knocked out his girlfriend.
Which is ludicrous. It is insane. Nobody cares about
seriously.
That kind of thing. Maybe the diehard people on Twitter, the ones who love to troll, would want to talk about it. It's not going to make a difference.
See,
but the fact that they pulled it, that makes the difference. That caused so much more anger than they could have imagined had they not played just play the song.
I don't know. Maybe I'm oblivious. Maybe I don't know. I honestly think that they didn't have that intention. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I just think like from a broadcasting perspective, I think it's like all right, how do you approach the tone?
See, I just feel like everything is way too politically correct now. It's like, who gives a shit? Okay, it's a fucking song. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's a song. Like you said, anybody who watches football doesn't give a shit about what song they play.
Just play Nickelback for every outro and intro.
Seriously.
Nickelback till the end.
Maybe,
let's not go
Let's
that
go
far.
For it.
You know,
what?
I heard the Nickelback guy and Avril Lavigne are getting a divorce.
What?
What?
Yeah.
The
shut
Nickelback
up.
Guy.
They probably both realize how awful the other is, and they were like, you know what? This
not true.
I love the Nickelback guy.
Geniuses of music.
That's
I'm
true.
They're getting divorced?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were married.
Well, I knew they were married, but
that's offensive
on
so many levels.
This is such a weird tangent, but
she
was
up.
A beautiful bride the first time she got married. Who'd she marry? Anybody?
Some 41.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Weep something.
Doesn't compare to Chad Kroeger.
Okay, so let's calm
He's
down.
He's no Chad.
Oh, I am angry. They're going to get divorced?
You prefer the Chad?
Oh, love the Chad.
The first wedding she had was beautiful. Like she was her wedding photos were like, oh my God, wow, Avril Lavigne really cleans up.
Well, she's always been really pretty.
No,
compared to her fan pictures that she takes when they can't touch her.
Yes. No touching.
But so she was beautiful.
I was not
bride.
Happy with how she dealt with that divorce the first time.
Yeah. I don't really care.
No, you know what it is? It's like you. I want these. Insensitive. I just want people to be nice. I just everyone be nice. CBS, just be nice. Mm. Don't pull Rihanna's song right. because yeah, that. You. Like,
play some Avril Lavigne next time.
You won't.
No skater boy for you. I can't believe I even knew the name of that song. I'm so ashamed of myself.
I actually owned that album.
It's okay. You can admit it.
And I still have it.
I owned Silver Side Up, one of Nickelback's first albums in high school.
So
my girlfriend gave it to me and I was like, I love you.
Wow.
You know my taste. And now look on that in shame.
Coming up, Pop List. It's our new segment we're doing every week. Maybe every week.
I like it.
Bad movies we love. We're gonna list like our top five.
Oh, I have so many.
Five
more.
Sounds good.
Five is a good number because I only have two written down so
far. All right, five.
I really have to hurry up. And then video games. Maxwell purchased his first ever video game system.
Woo!
So nice. First
console. Adulthood.
Yay! So we're gonna talk about that and also in general. Why he picked what he picked.
Why
over
did
the
you
other
do one. What you did?
Because it's a 50-50 shot of him picking like an
Xbox.
He
made the right choice.
I could also pick nothing and, you know, save the money.
So it's a 33-33-33
There you go.
Choice.
Now we're good. Yeah.
And then the Pop Center Movie Club!
Yeah!
Which has a huge announcement this week.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's coming up. This is Pop Center.
You've been really stressed, so I thought I would take you for a spa day, just you and me.
What is this word spa? I feel like you're starting to say a word and you're not finishing it. Are you trying to say spaghetti?
This is Pop Center.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/popcenter.
Mm.
Yay!
Free.
Nice.
It's free.
Love free. Free is so good.
Free is never bad, is the best way to put it. Over 150,000 titles to choose from. For your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player, even your new iPhone, even though they're terrible.
Mm.
Those things are terrible.
I'll be getting one.
Oh, God. For you, the listeners of the Pop Center podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out the service, and I highly recommend it. They're saying you should try out some books like I Am America and So Can You by Stephen Colbert.
Great book.
Paddle Your Own Canoe by Nick Offerman, which that is on my wish list right now. Because I want to know, I want to hear him explain that. I hope it's a tutorial.
I'd get it for you, that'd but it's great. Free. So, I mean, I can't.
It would be terrible if I put it on my phone and listen to it and get a canoe. Like, all right, here we go. And start going down the river and it's really not.
No.
But what if it's actually not a tutorial?
That's how it is.
Just let me get it for you so I can get it for free and then say I got you something. And then you can never say that I owe you things.
That's a really good idea.
To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/popcenter. For yourself and not other people. Don't give it as a gift. Again, that's audibletrial.com/popcenter for your free audiobook.
Yes, we're back.
Pop Center. This is Pop Center.
It's Pop Center. I'm Tommy West.
Maxwell.
Jenna.
Yeah. You might be wondering why we're playing this very mellow music.
What is this, Dido?
No, this is 07. The song is called Destiny.
Same thing.
It actually features Sia, who's one of my all-time favorites.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sing us a little bit.
She's good. pop quiz for you. What movie is this in?
Ooh.
Oh, you just reversed
throwing
the game
it right
on
back
me.
At you. Yes.
You did the game to me. Yep. Damn.
Name that movie.
Can I have
Maxwell?
A hint?
I know a movie that has a 07 song, but I don't think it's this one.
Name it.
I was going to say Garden State.
This is in it.
Oh, but I'm right.
Yeah. In Garden State.
Oh, I love being
it
right.
It is in Garden State, though. I had that soundtrack and I listened to it all the time.
It's such a good feeling when you just
I don't know if it's
right.
actually in the movie. It's on the soundtrack, though.
Fun fact,
to be fair.
Zach Braff, nicest man in the world.
He seems like he would be.
You know what it is? I've worked in the entertainment business for a long time.
You're in the biz.
I'm in the biz. And there are a lot of people who come in to do interviews and do things, and they come in and they have like a whole entourage of people. And it's don't talk to me, no touching, no touching,
no touching.
And Zach Braff came in. I think it was to promote his the movie that just came out.
Yeah.
This is where no, that's
wish,
the movie that's coming out this
wish,
weekend. Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
You were here. And he was just had his backpack on. Just hey guys, I'm here. What do I got to do? Like just nicest guy in the
he
world.
Seems like he'd be
very
right.
down to earth, very mellow. And for you know who he is
very
and
handsome.
How well he's respected, he's very handsome.
Very handsome.
I enjoy him because he's a Reddit lurker like me.
You know what? He might be my throwback Thursday. I'm going to throw back.
He's your TBT?
I got a photo with him. I might be my
TBT.
might be it next week. I'm going to set that up. Next week, Throwback Thursday. You heard it here, folks.
I might like that.
I know what to expect.
Why next week?
Well, because, you know, it's already the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I already
Jenna.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
I already had my...
Been drinking too much.
Terrible.
My TBT for this past week has already occurred.
I'm going to break up with you again.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Yeah.
Ida.
So, joining us to talk about video games, because he is a video game nerd. Last week, he was our Apple nerd. He's a video game nerd.
Our nerd of the week.
Welcome to the nerd club.
I finally updated to iOS 8. It took hours.
Oh. Yeah, wait.
Because I had to make room, the damn 5 gigs of room I needed for this operating system.
I need my stuffs. Can I just point out the fact? Well, all right. So you had to delete stuff off of your phone.
A lot of pictures.
To accommodate your phone.
Naked pictures
updating.
Of Maxwell.
Oh, God, you deleted those? Those were good.
Don't worry. They're on the iCloud. No one will see them there.
Okay, good.
So... You updated to iOS 6? 8? What is it number?
8.
8, okay.
He's just doing it passive-aggressively.
Yeah.
Everything he says, anything app, actually his whole life is a passive-aggressive statement.
I'm just more concerned of the photos that got deleted.
Don't worry, I post them on Tinder.
Good.
As a separate profile.
Right. It's hard to differentiate between like a pure like white piece of paper and my ass. Like you just really, you never know.
Jeez. His bleached ass.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those.
So... You what you updated?
Tommy just got uncomfortable. I got the Tommy laugh. Oh, I love it.
You updated iOS 8. What did you get out of it?
Man, I mean, so the health. I'm not really going to use the health book stuff. I like Hold on, I'll pull up some of the features that I think are cool.
Okay, but that's my point though. You have to pull up some of the features.
Well, I just updated.
It's new.
I didn't play with it yet?
What do you mean play with it? Like if I update my phone, I'm like, oh, I get like literally my phone says, hey. If you update your phone,
some of us have jobs.
get to update to these brand new cool features. Here's everything you get.
I like that you can answer back to text messages through notifications really easy. I like that the Spotlight now pretty much searches everything that you need, as opposed to just searching the phone.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of limiting. Yeah, that was
fun. That's great. That's a good feature. What a great phone.
What else? I'll give you this. They ripped off Android a little bit because you can say "Hey Siri" now as opposed to "Okay Google," which is fine. Whatever. Pressing that button was annoying as F.
Okay Google, is Android better than iPhone? It just gave me a bunch of websites.
No.
That's it.
None you of that, say
see,
no.
That was golden audio entertainment there, everyone. And there's other stuff. I just haven't had a chance to really play with it yet because it took me hours to. It took me all day just to clear the gigs to get it.
He's in the courting period. Okay,
it's not terrible to you if you spend your whole day accommodating your phone.
Well, I shouldn't have 4,000 pictures on my phone. Nobody should have 4,000 pictures on their phone.
No, yes, they should. My point to this whole thing from last week
doesn't make any sense.
Your phone should accommodate you, and not vice versa. If you're Most people take lots and lots
There's
of photos with their phones. Why is there a limit?
If Why? I have a bad day, I want my phone to say, what's wrong, Maxwell? You seem down.
Exactly.
Here's some movies that you might enjoy.
Yeah, then you need an iPhone.
And then automatically pulls up some bathhouses.
Oh,
really,
yeah. Or pictures of me, either way.
Well, exactly. All right. You know what? Well,
not everybody wants to live in the cloud and use Dropbox and everything, okay? It's silly to have 4,000 pictures on your phone.
That's
it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. And at the same time, that's why like I have Dropbox, I have Google Drive, I have all those things. Right. So when I wipe my phone clean or just hit get rid of all the photos, it does it in one thing and they're still in my cloud and it's done.
I do that. I plug it into my computer.
Why did it take you all day?
Because they're just stupid ones that I saved that I should that shouldn't even be backed up.
But
there are like some
time.
Cats and puppies that I keep. Well, you know, you never know when you're gonna need one.
You always need
a good meme. You never know.
You
I had this
do.
Cat with sitting on the couch with a beer. It was a great Sunday football tweet.
That's
all right,
a great one.
So that's what I'm
like. Listen, I have a very hard time deciding what memes I'm gonna delete from my
memes. I tried to create one.
I will say though, I'm going to be doing some serious foreplay with my new PS4 that I just bought.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, now spoiler, you just kind of ruined.
Well,
the...
we talked about the phones, and I'm done talking about phones. Don't
know
what
yeah.
About
no,
that.
I know yeah. that, but I'm saying we were going to go into it. It was going to be the
what's,
big reveal.
Oh, we're
really
in
system.
It. We're in it.
What's
it's
really
in.
Nice is that Maxwell actually said he's going to let me use the PS4 50% of the time.
Pretty sure
all
it is.
The time.
No, he did. He said
didn't
that.
Say that. it's not a thing.
I mean, that's a long distance for you to go to like share halvesies on the PS4.
I am not halvesies any of this.
Give me the whole thing.
This is purely. holesies.
100% is great then.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a fake address and I'll meet you there.
So why did you buy a PS?
Why would you meet her at a fake address?
I'm not going to meet her there. I'm lying.
You're not that type of guy.
So why did you buy a PS4 over...
You would make up a fake address and,
Go there. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Tommy.
No, it's fine. PS4.
Somebody had to point that out.
Yeah. Yes, I can't do it. I can't abandon my fake girl.
It's very nice of you.
She's not fake.
We fake dated.
All right.
You faded?
Stop fake dating.
It was fake great.
It was so good.
Maxwell.
Yes.
Why did you pick a PS4?
Because people told me to.
Why don't? No. Peer pressure is your answer?
No. I bought it because I was over... I don't buy game consoles. Right. I never bought into them. This is my first one. I had the N64. My parents bought it for me. It was great. I loved it.
That's right. Remember we talked about how you had that viral video?
What?
With you and your sister. Nintendo 64.
No.
That was you.
It was not me.
That was like the first episode we discussed that.
Maybe.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
So what made you get the PS4?
I got the PS4 because when I was at my friend's house, he had PS3. Mm-hmm. He had a game called Uncharted 3. Mm-hmm. And I played that game and it blew me away. I was amazed. Like the graphics, the storyline, the fact that they made a game that looked like a movie that I would go see in theaters.
Wait, did you play Uncharted 2 at all?
Yeah, I went back. We played them all. He had all three.
Most people would say 2 is better than 3, but yeah.
Yeah, I will say, though, for the gaming nerds, that airplane hangar scene in Uncharted 3 was the most amazing display of graphics I've ever seen in a video game since Super Mario 64, which is still the highlight
for me
of gaming.
It's the last thing you looked at.
Yes.
I will say this, though, that whole idea of like seeing like a video game that looked like a movie to you that you want to be involved.
It blew me away. It looked like a movie. And what's great about Uncharted is like it's not an open, what's the term for that?
Sandbox. Open world?
Open world, like Grand Theft Auto, which is still great. But you can do whatever you want in Grand Theft Auto. You don't have to follow a storyline.
Which I don't. I just throw grenades out of the car.
Right.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
You meant the cops chase me.
Exactly.
You drive with the situation or something?
Yeah. Like fun, maniacal crap. But Uncharted has one storyline. You have to follow it. Mm-hmm. And the graphics blew me away. Yeah. I was amazed. So when I figured that this was coming out, the new system, and there's going to be a new Uncharted for PS4, I wanted to buy it. And I seized the opportunity.
See, I had that whole same experience, but with Sim Tower.
What is Sim Tower?
You never know Sim Tower?
I know The Sims. Is this a whole Sim City, but you just build a tower?
Just one tower.
That sounds very boring.
What do you do in the tower?
You can put apartments or offices.
Wow.
That's it?
You can... like.
Can you get crazy and put both?
Well, not the same. You can put them on the same floor, but they don't like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like Sim nuts. Street Corner. I'm going to make a bodega.
They had Sim Streets.
Mm.
Sim City Streets.
Wow.
I was very big into the Sim.
Yes.
Sim City.
And Wire Boy.
Everyone's into Sims a little while.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a very long
All
time
my
ago
friends
too.
Were in the computer.
I played Simcopter. Anybody play Simcopter?
No.
You got to fly. You go to Sim City 2000, build your city, go to Simcopter, fly around your city.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You needed a whole expansion just to fly a helicopter.
It wasn't an expansion. It was a separate game. You can import your cities from SimCity 2000.
They didn't have DLC in
but
the
cool thing is,
I'm sorry.
If you used the cheat code and got the helicopter with the missiles, then you go and you shoot your nuclear power plant and the whole city blows up.
Wow.
And then everyone's like on fire and it's like
great.
End of the
you
world.
Had a great time.
Yeah,
you had a great time.
I mean, your helicopter would crash and you have to go get a new one.
Aww. Of course. As is always.
I don't know how fast a helicopter would would get away from the nuclear explosion.
Right. Well, you'd have to land and run away. Over the
why
whole
a helicopter?
Screen.
I don't know. How are you Sim-copter. Running away?
Like, why a helicopter?
Sim-copter.
It was Sim-copter.
But like, why?
I'm going to research how many Sim games there are after this. I'm very curious.
Sim-copter might have been my favorite Sim game of all time.
Was there like Sim Dog where I could just like raise a dog?
Maybe. If you look up the graphics for Sim.
That's just, what's the Japanese?
Sim Tamagotchi?
No. Although that's on the phone now and people are playing that again. And I'm just like,
Tamagotchi.
And the worst part is, it's like the Tamagotchi toy on the screen. It's like, you're losing screen real estate because the toy's on the whatever.
Right. Well, I got the PS4 because I wanted the graphics that look cool and the games that they are going to release. There's not a lot of games out now for PS4, but the ones that are going to be coming out look amazing.
Yeah.
They look great.
Simcopter.
Not Simcopter. It's not going to be a Simcopter for PS4. If there was, I'm not going to buy it. It's not happening.
I would.
Oh, God.
I definitely think PlayStation is better than Xbox.
Did you think that before?
What are you based on?
I don't know. I mean, maybe just because I've usually only played PlayStations, and then I just like the game. I don't know.
But is it like a Coke versus Pepsi thing at that point?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a matter of preference, really. Yeah. I happen to like PlayStation.
The flavors are slightly different. Yeah. One thing I know about Tommy, he loves Sprite. Loves Sprite. Yeah. Hates Sierra Mist with a passion.
Really? Yeah.
What's the difference?
It's for homeless people.
Is it cheaper? I'm pretty sure it's the same price.
It's terrible. Have you ever tasted it?
It's less sweeter than Sprite.
No, it's terrible.
So it's healthier. So homeless people are making a smart choice by getting the Sierra Mist.
No, it's terrible.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Well, it looks, PS4 looked nicer. I played all the games on PS3 from my friend's house because I didn't own the system. Right. The Last of Us was amazing. Mm-hmm. I hope it becomes a movie.
Isn't that becoming a movie? It should. Maybe.
I don't know if it is, but it should be because the narrative is better than most movies that are out now.
It's better than a book movie.
A bookie.
They did re-release it for PS4 with like the extra expansion and updated graphics and everything.
I will be buying that.
They also re-released the Tomb Raider series on PS4 with all the extra stuff and better graphics, and I didn't play them on PS3. So
listen, I already bought the console. You can stop selling me. I already have it.
But I feel like people don't know out there.
I feel like if
you needed games to play, those are the ones you could play if you didn't have a PS3. A lot of people didn't because a lot of people hated PS3.
I bought the bundle. Mine is like a white. It's like a whole white console, and it comes with this game called Destiny, which I know nothing about.
Yeah. That's why we played the song Destiny.
Is that why?
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I know.
Oh my god.
Well, that's why he was upset that you ruined his segue.
Yeah.
Wish you were closer so I could just.
Well, no, for fair use, we actually have to recognize the song for a reason.
Right.
So.
Well, I have not played the game. It's still sitting in my box.
Yes.
I have not opened it yet, but I know you have to play it online, and that's what I'm nervous about because the people who play games online are really good at games.
Yes.
Yeah. I am not good at games.
Those fuckers. When you play games with them, they mean business.
They are going to tear me apart.
Oh, yeah. They're going to rip you a new ass.
The minute I log on.
You mean like multiplayer, multiplayer online?
I think the only way you can play it is by being multiplayer. And that's like me. Yeah.
No, here's the trick. With Destiny, you have to be connected online, which a lot of games are doing now for updates and other stupid reasons. But you can. There's a single player. It just, from what I gather, sucks.
Boring.
Well, that's the version I'm going to play until I'm good at the game. You know, until I get the XPs, whatever they call
the
those.
The XPs.
Experience points. See, I already knew that.
Level up, yeah.
I would say that if I was talking to the online guys, like, what kind of XPs you guys got?
And they'd be like,
fuck you, asshole.
The best is you ever played like Call of Duty and like with the headset on? If I talk to them, they'll be like, are you a girl? I'm like, no.
No.
No. No.
I just have a cold.
Oh, man, here.
I just have a cold and boobs.
I'll call Tommy in the late of the night, like, they're making fun of me. Tommy.
Wait, actually, that's a good question. What was it like being a woman, being a girl?
What was it like being a woman?
I'm taking notes.
How's life for you? Is it okay?
No, it sucks.
Oh.
We live in a man's world. Playing games.
Just 1 week a month.
We live in a Ray Rice world.
Every week.
You guys are bad today. Jesus. Mm.
I mean playing games. I mean playing...
Oh, playing video games?
Yeah, like going on to the microphone and yeah, people be like, you're a girl?
Yeah, you get that a lot. What do you look like?
Did you get hit on?
Oh, yeah. But like the kids are like 13 and I was like 20 and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Why?
I'm just going to kill you now.
You can make those kids lives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to, you know, sometimes I would fuck with them, but you know, then I would feel bad because they really were like little kids. I'd be like, what color is your hair? And they would like giggle and then, you know. I mean,
how many options do you really have?
They guess they were trying to get an idea. I don't know, something ridiculous.
Can I admit something that I haven't admitted in years now? Yeah. On GTA 4, on Xbox 360, I would go into these giant rooms with my friends. And it'd be me and my friends all. And I would, during the game, when you can't tell who's talking, because it doesn't like show up on the thing until you get to the lobby, I would start arguments between other people, like make them start arguing, and then I would just get into the lobby and then just go silent, and then they would start arguing with each other. I would sit back and just watch mayhem develop.
I thought that'd be much worse than what you sounded to me. I thought you'd like pretended to be a woman, like in the old AOL chat days when you were the tranny.
Hello.
Like, what's up? I'm Beth. I'm 33.
No, I would just kind of start
18 slash F slash pick.
Right.
ASL. Ready to mingle.
DTF.
Single, that's a pretty like a PG thing to do, Tommy. Just start fights.
No, that's what he does in real life.
No, why? Well, that was
as entertainment.
Are you saying that's what I should do in Destiny? It. Should I like pretend to be like this desperate middle-aged woman who's just looking for love?
Yes.
From a
you should, and let us know how it goes.
I will.
But can you dress up as Miss Doubtfire when you do it?
I don't know. Oh, I haven't played the game. Are there clothing options in Destiny? Can I be?
Yeah, you could like change your avatar.
There are wig options. Yeah. Okay.
You could look kind of. Well, I mean, you could look.
What color is your hair?
It's a little androgynous.
I don't know. All I know is I'm looking forward to
that's
it.
That's his character name, androgynous.
I'm gonna learn how to set it up. I'm gonna learn the moves.
You play.
And I'm gonna dominate.
That's right.
I'm gonna destiny it up.
I mean, did you play Halo at all?
Nope.
It's kind of like Halo, where you jump around like a friggin' troll and do other things.
When does the new Uncharted come out? That's all I care about.
Next year, probably.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date. I'll look, but it's coming.
That's all I'm looking
forward
to.
They are making a movie series out of it.
Good.
Nice.
Mark Wahlberg better be in it.
I'm sure he will be.
I wanted Nathan Fillion, but what are you
gonna do? Because no one watched that,
Nathan
though.
Fillion.
Like, budget, like,
what?
If they made it into like a blockbuster, no one's going to see Nathan Fillion play Drake.
He deserves a blockbuster, though.
It's got to be someone else.
Next year, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. I think it's so
ooh.
The last one. That's
pretty cool.
Hello.
Foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done nerding out?
Did Maxwell have anything else other than telling everyone he bought a PlayStation 4?
Because I did.
He's going to play Destiny if you want. What's his... He hasn't created
I haven't
the
thought of it yet. I'll let you guys know next week.
So Androgynous 69.
Let us know what you look like.
You can find me on it.
Play him one
I'll be on that more than I'll be on Twitter. You guys can follow me on that. Follow me on Destiny.
That's a strip club around the corner. Hi, I'm Destiny. Are you a girl? What color is your hair?
Coming up, Mikey, you should stick around for this, by the way. Coming up next, we're going to talk about bad movies we love.
So many.
You mean good movies we love, right?
No, bad movies.
Okay. Very thin line between good and bad.
Fine.
So our top five list of our top five list of bad movies we love and the Pop Center Movie Club.
Yay!
It's all coming up next.
Leslie, I typed your symptoms into the thing up here and it says you could have network connectivity problems.
He's Pop Center.
I know this one.
Is it because in the studio, Maxwell just has his arm raised like with a fist?
Nah, I knew this one.
First
before.
Of all, I do that all the time. It's not even for movie references. My hand's always just up.
Nothing new.
In a fist and like a motion.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead, Jenna. What movie is this from?
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that was a layup, though.
Easy.
That was kind of easy. I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying that.
Too late. No, I suck at this game.
Who sings
I'm not
it?
Good with 80s music.
Who sings it, genius?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I'm just, you know.
Is it Simple Minds?
I don't know.
I'm so bad with 80s music.
I just wanted to, you know.
Thanks for rub it in a little bit.
No, I don't know it either. But the fact that I questioned it makes me more, you know, better.
Simple Minds, yeah.
Which, by the way, you can, if you go to the Pop Center, this is popcenter.com. You can give us some suggestions on music we should quiz Jenna on from.
Not 80s.
Well, we always go for the 80s movies.
Go 90s.
Well, because if you go 90s, it's easier for you.
Right,
like, what's
60s.
The hit-miss ratio? 60s.
80s. Versus. Everything else I'm good with.
Really?
60s, 70s, 90s.
20s.
20s.
Mm.
40s. Go
let's
for
do
it.
20s next week.
Is it wrong that when you played that song, I thought about Grand Theft Auto Vice City first? That's where my headspace is at. Right now.
We're in gaming mode.
Cruising around the town. I still say my favorite part about Grand Theft Auto was just kind of running around the city, getting chased by the cops, just kind of seeing how long you can outlast.
I don't remember which one it was from, but The Rapture did a song called No Sex for Ben. And that is a great song. It's not on any of their albums, but they released it for the game. Go look up that song.
Kind of random.
We'll put it up. It's great.
So we're starting a new segment called Pop List, where we create a list. We are this week, our list will be bad movies we love. We'll give our own list, and then we invite you, the listener, to come to thisispopcenter.com and share yours. Tell us what your top fives or bottom fives or whatever your fives.
Gonna watch every one of those. I'm gonna watch every single one they post. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
So who wants to start? Maxwell?
Maxwell.
Oh my God,
you
so
seem
excited.
Like the most excited about this.
Only because I only watch shit movies because they're so good.
See, I feel like now because
that's why I'm having a hard time with this.
Yeah. I really just kind of went through and remembered five movies that, not necessarily in order, just five movies that are terrible that I like.
Oh, yeah. Mine are not in order, but I these are ones I'm willing to admit from an outside perspective or from a normal person's perspective is a shit movie.
Yeah. I have, all of mine are that, and all of mine are from the either late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Okay.
So mine kind of have that retro nostalgia to it.
I went more modern with it. My first one is Anaconda with Miss Jennifer Lopez, and Mr. John Voight in the most hammy character he's ever played. It is so good, and the CGI is so bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. That snake looked really real.
Oh, my God. And if you remember, people who have been listening to the podcast, Mr. Jonathan Hyde is also in that movie, who was my Wonderful. Who's That Guy actor, who I love, who's also in Jumanji. Okay, so I have got that. I've got Anaconda. I've got Wild Wild West, which is just terrible.
That's a great one.
But I love Kevin Kline. I love Kenneth Branagh, who plays the bad guy, who, you know, people don't realize that he plays the bad guy because he's in a, you know, he's in a wheelchair. He's got this jet black hair. It's just awful, but it's so good. I've got Joe Dirt with
that doesn't even belong on that list.
With David Spade and a string of other Christopher Walken's in it. He should not have been in it, but he's in it.
He was in everything.
this one, which I'll defend, is I don't think it's a shit movie. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
What? That's a great movie.
It gets shat on.
I've always loved that.
Universally gets shat on, but I
liked what they were going for
it.
With that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I love, but I liked what they were going for.
Visually, it was really fun.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was fun to watch. It was like one of Sean Connery's last movies.
It was the Avengers for literary characters.
Yes.
Dorian Gray.
Next up, I got Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes and Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
And Rob Schneider.
Yes.
They use seashells to go to the bathroom. It makes no sense.
He doesn't know how to use three seashells.
I forgot about that movie.
They don't have the three seashells work? Oh my God, what a derp.
I just remember a random shot of nudity in that movie for no apparent reason where he gets a wrong number call on the video calling, which is how we do phone calls now.
Right.
It's all video.
Taco Bell is like the leading corporation in Demolition Man. Dennis Leary's
That's
in
factual
it.
Factual now.
Yes. I know.
Taco Bell is the leading corporation.
It's not that far off. So, you know, they got something right. Mortal Kombat, great movie.
Great movie.
And I don't know how many I listed, but I'm going to give my sister a shout out because she made me watch it all the time. But Simply Irresistible with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Awful movie. There's a crab in it who's whimsical.
Wait, is this the movie where she's like a...
She's a chef.
She
makes
her
all
feelings
these
feelings go into her food. Right. I used to make my brother watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
So a shout out to Sisters of the World who made the brothers watch all this
was
movie
that like a punishment
all
thing?
The time. I don't know if it was.
My brother's gay,
kinda,
so he was into it.
I kind of like... Well,
you're not, but...
I still liked it. I mean, it's, it crosses
that,
all...
still out on that.
It crosses all departments. It's good. Michael Vartan's in it. People who like Alias, he's in that movie. And, you know, that's all I got. Maybe all Mouse Hunt.
Like 12.
I throw Mouse Hunt in there with Nathan Lane.
I love Mouse Hunt.
I think you've listed like 100.
Yeah, you went over. All right.
Did you need to get something off your chest? Is that why you named them all?
That was it.
I narrowed mine down to 5.
Is that a dig at me?
Yes.
I actually
followed the rules. I have, and I only mentioned this because I actually went back recently to find it and watch it for no apparent reason. And it's a terrible movie. But it maybe has more nostalgia value, but The Stupids with Tom Arnold.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Honey, someone stole our garbage again.
Oh, that's not even a good movie.
It's a terrible movie.
No.
That's not even a good bad movie.
Okay, wait. Let me redeem myself. The rest of the list gets a little better.
Let's go with it.
We have Blank Man.
Okay.
Great movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
I'll give you that.
Leonard Part 6.
I don't know what that
is. It's, there are no parts 1 through 5. The title itself is kind of a parody. It is Bill Cosby as a secret super agent type thing, but it's very not funny.
Okay.
Don't remember it.
Another Bill Cosby movie, Ghost Dad.
Wow, I remember that. You like Bill Cosby, don't you?
I loved Bill Cosby in the 90s, yeah. That makes 4 and my 5th and my favorite as a child, because that's when I watched terrible movies.
The Crying Game.
E.T. ripoff sponsored by McDonald's, Mac and Me.
I remember that.
You named like all movies I have never heard
Mac
of.
Mac and Me is most famously known for 2 things. Number 1, every time Paul Rudd is on Conan, they say, let's play a clip from my movie. And it's a scene of the kid Mac or me, I think it's me, who was a wheelchair-bound kid.
So that's imagine, Paul Rudd? Paul Rudd's in Mac and Me?
So imagine the kid from E.T., like the one who says, you know, like befriends the alien,
right,
is in a wheelchair. And that's that character, and he flies off a mountain into the water.
That's awesome.
So every time Paul Rudd comes by, he's like, oh, let's play a clip from a movie. It's a video of a kid going down a hill in off a cliff in a wheelchair. And it's also very well known for its heavy-handed product placement of McDonald's. Wait, why, Jenna? You are hysterical laughing.
No, I'm not.
I think Jenna's just looking at my disappointment in you of this list.
And there's a heavy-handed product placement by McDonald's, who they have an entire dance scene for about 10 to 15 minutes of film time at a McDonald's.
Wow.
Complete with Ronald McDonald at the restaurant.
That's horrifying.
I'm going to have to watch this.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
Favorite bad movies of all time.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Jenna, what do you got?
All right. 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's not a bad movie.
It's a bad
How
movie.
Dare you?
Great movie.
How dare
right.
you?
Forget it then. I scratched
Take it
the
off
list.
The list.
Too right. soon.
All right. Ready? Mr. Deeds. Has anybody ever seen it?
That is
Wait,
a bad
which
movie?
Mr. Deeds?
Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's a shit movie.
It's a shit movie, yeah. And I love it. Okay then we have Powder.
Oh my God.
Is that a dig at me?
It's a great.
Who was Powder again? Who was that?
Couldn't
what actor?
Tell. I have no idea.
I feel like it was a famous actor.
He was great at being Powder, though.
Liam Neeson, probably.
Yeah. I will Maybe. Powder.
All right, so we have Powder.
Okay.
Total Recall. The original
That's
one.
That's
Arnold.
A bad
oh
movie.
My God.
Are you serious?
Jenna, this is not a
Are
bad
you serious?
Movie.
It's a great bad movie. Have you watched it recently? Because I
Yes.
Did. It's awful.
Like
but
a
it's
monthly
in, a,
basis.
In a really great way. Okay, what about Face Off with John Travolta
oh, I am
and Nicolas
so
Cage?
So mad at you,
you
right now.
You blew this whole thing.
Okay, what about, do you guys remember She-Devil with yeah. Roseanne?
Yes. I don't know She-Devil.
Roseanne and Meryl Streep.
You listed Face Off as a shit movie?
Oh my God.
Are you seriously trying to say that Face Off is not
they
a shit
off.
Movie?
They faced off. They literally faced off. They did what they said they do.
I want his face off.
I think my movies are excellent choices.
Nicolas Cage
more.
Even
I
said that
going.
Line. He said he wanted to take yes. his face off. He put his hand to his face and he gestured that he wanted to take it off.
Yes.
I'm so mad.
Listen.
I've never been so mad in this show before. I am.
Those movies are bad. Maybe
he's
you don't
so
want
mad,
to.
He's
maybe
at
you,
a loss for words.
I know. Maybe you don't want to accept it, but those movies are pretty bad, especially Face Off. Especially.
We're gonna talk about this after.
He's so mad there are pleats in front of his Dockers pants right now.
Someone has to agree with me that Face Off is a bad.
You're in a room with men.
Yeah,
I am.
No, yeah.
Where?
Wow.
Oh man.
Dig.
I'm not even on the show regularly, and I got shit on.
Dig. Lots
Including
of digs.
You.
Wow.
Disapprove of both your lists.
What about Con Air?
What about Con Air?
Does that count as a bad movie?
No, it does not count. It just counts more for you having bad taste in shit movies.
Con Air was great.
Steve Buscemi is in Con Air.
It had John Malkovich.
Really can do no, I know, but it didn't it not do well?
Get off my plane.
You know what that I think the problem
that's
is?
That's the wrong movie.
It's just when I watch these movies now, they're not, you know what I mean? Because I guess they're just kind of outdated.
Yeah.
But they're I still consider
outdated?
Them shit.
Con Air ranks among better movies.
Than- movies.
I'm so upset with you right now. I'm so mad.
Con Air's a good movie.
You guys suck.
You took
know.
What I thought
you don't
would
know
be
what a
fun
shit movie is.
Well, I do know what a shit. I named like 9.
I don't think.
And I didn't name Batman and Robin, and that took a lot
you know
for me
what?
Not to put it on
I was
that list.
I'm gonna name Batman Returns, but I love it so much, and I think it's great.
Wait,
Batman
whoa,
Returns.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay,
Returns.
Listen. Batman Returns is my all-time favorite. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, but it gets shit on a lot. People are always like, "That movie
Who
sucks."
Shits
Who
on
shits
it.
On Batman Returns. No, no one.
A lot
no.
of people.
Batman
that I tell
and Robin.
That too.
No,
yeah, everyone
you
knows
your
that.
Tongue.
Batman Forever.
You
Batman
bite,
Forever.
You all
and
bite your
tongue. Everyone knows they suck.
No one.
The Joel Schumacher era of Batman was the highlight.
Agree with me.
Who are you?
Can I add that to my list? Can I add Batman and Robin?
You do it and see what happens. Watch what happens.
All right, I'm replacing Ghost Dad with Batman and Robin.
We're bringing Joel Schumacher will come on the show because he's not doing anything better, and he's going to defend with me Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. Cinematic gems.
I don't know Novel. If I'd go that far. I think you're
stretching. Gems were nipples, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, bat nipples are.
I need the gems to save my life.
What? The Ice Age.
Yes. Freeze.
Jenna.
Why don't you chill out?
Jenna.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say.
Talk to me. Let it out.
I did.
How about Johnny Mnemonic?
The Keanu Reeves movie?
Yeah.
All right. I'll pull five out of my right. ass right now. Mallrats.
Whoa, no.
I'll give you that. That's not a I'll give you Mallrats.
I'll be honest. It's I'll funny, give you but it's
Mallrats.
Not a good movie.
Not a good movie. I'll give you Mallrats.
I feel like I have to disagree with somebody.
Just the 3D.
Because you just want to let
us. Yeah. Who's the guy who's in the Jason Lee TV show? Ethan Suplee.
Yeah.
He had the best role in Mallrats. That was the best part. When he had to do the 3D, what do you do? The magic
schooner,
guy.
Not a sailboat.
That was the best part of the movie. Other than that, I agree with Piff. Piff's on a roll. Piff's got it.
He's one for one.
In it's better than Jenna, who's 0 for 8.
In life.
Come on now.
All right, I'll do this. I love this movie. Most people would probably say it's bad, but maybe not. Girls, She's All That, Freddie Prince Jr. That, Rachel no,
that's not great
a,
movie.
That's a
I
good
give
movie.
That one to you. That's a horrible. That's a bad. You know,
most
good,
90s
bad
Freddie Prince movie, Jr. yeah. movies are not amazing.
Also had Usher in it.
Was I he mean, right? Listen, really? Who doesn't want to have a dance off with bubbles and like soapy stuff happening? yeah, he played a DJ.
Check it out now.
Funk Soul Brother. Yeah. yeah.
Wait, what else you got?
Crap, hold on. What else? I can't remember. I had to pull it out of my butt.
Can,
right
I, can I make more She's All That lines while you do that?
Do it.
I was a bet. I was a stupid bet.
Great movie.
I love that movie.
Oh, what other bad movies are there? I'm trying to think.
I'll give Jenna credit for mentioning one that was not on her list. I don't know why it wasn't on her list, but Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Thank you.
A fantastic shit movie.
You're writing checks your ass can't cash.
when Willem Dafoe put leeches on his body.
Oh, that was weird.
That was amazing.
And he also,
what is happening?
But wait a second. He also had the first iPad, apparently.
In Speed 2?
Yeah, if you look, remember Speed 2, he like walked around the ship like with like a.
First of all, no one remembers Speed 2. To say remember Speed 2 means nothing.
Pretty much.
I remember the kid at the end was like, look, Bobby, a boat. Every movie has that. Where it's like some... When the ship is barreling down the island, some kid who's just
and
not
the
all there.
And mom like, didn't give a shit. Like, all right, son,
yeah,
Jake,
exactly.
Keep it down.
Shh. Right. We're trying to negotiate for these beads.
Beads?
Beads?
Job's not on board.
I love Speed 2 Cruise Control. Also, apparently, I like how they had a shoehorn in a quick explanation as to why Keanu Reeves wasn't in it.
Did they do that? I missed that.
Yeah, it's
just,
right in the beginning.
I just embraced Jason Patrick taking control. I fully embraced it.
Taking cruise control.
Taking cruise control.
I just got the title of the movie.
Hey.
I swear to God, I just this moment.
You just got it? It wasn't a Tom Cruise produced movie.
No,
I
just thought it was like a like cruise control. They're just throwing for some reason that out there because the ship's on cruise control.
It was a recreational cruise boat going more than 20 miles an hour.
So it was cruise
control.
I get it now.
That's right.
No, in the beginning of the movie, they explain that, I guess, he was also a cop, but
really
she broke up.
It.
Yeah. I love this movie. She broke
is this
up
on Netflix. This should be the next movie of the month.
Wait, let me fit it. So she broke up with Keanu Reeves, but hooked up with another cop in his division.
Hey now.
Yeah. I mean,
caused
you know.
Some kind of turmoil there, you know, so,
should have been Tom Cruise.
Why would Tom Cruise be?
Cause it's
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
I you know how excited I am that I just got the title of that movie?
You look very excited.
Yeah, you look really, really excited.
Because I never got it before.
Yeah,
I
you got
never,
it.
I'm like,
you get
oh,
it.
It's a cruise boat.
You know what would have made it better?
What?
Joel Schumacher directed it.
I don't know about that.
There would have been nipples. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nipples yep.
Oh, wait, I got another one. I got another, now I'm looking at like stuff that I've thrown out on DVD, but I repurchased just so I'll have them. Girl Next Door.
That's not a shit that's movie. That's a great movie.
That's a DVD on TV movie.
That is a DVD on TV movie. That's about, a good movie.
How about Van Wilder 2?
I never even saw that.
How dare you?
So I'd say that's
shit,
a good one.
Yeah, go shit movie. Yeah.
The Rise of Taj.
Mm.
The Rise of Taj. Yeah. I think actually, now that I think about it, all the movies I watch are pretty decent.
How about Biodome?
That's a good thing.
Biodome's not. No, it's a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
Gonna,
no,
yeah, I think it's.
Then
a
see, maybe that's my problem.
Movie.
Maybe the movies that I think are good are just really terrible.
What about Wayne's World too? Because I've always loved Wayne's World too.
Oh, me too. I
but
like
do you go
you
back?
Think that's
and
a good one.
Yes. Do you go back and watch them?
So do I.
What about
so
many? What about the other SNL movies from the 90s? Like It's Pat. Loved It's Pat.
Yeah.
That a banana in your pocket.
Love her or him.
See me?
Night of the Roxbury.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, but those are better. I like any movie with Charles Rocket, really.
Charles Rocket.
Isn't he in Beverly Hills Cop 3? Is that a good movie?
I never saw any of the Beverly Hills Cops.
Beverly Hills Cop 3 was the one that was like way off the other ones.
Police Academy 7?
Oh, I love any Police Academy movies.
I think any of them are watchable, even though we know they're bad. They're probably all bad.
I bought literally a box set of every Police Academy movie to show my son so he can understand what comedy is. Everything I just said was 100% true, by the way. I actually have a DVD box set of every...
His son's not even two.
No, but he'll watch it. He'll just see pretty colors, but then... He'll grow up understanding the voice of Steve Guttenberg.
Yes.
Understand that is a funny voice.
Oh, very sexy voice. It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
That's a great movie.
Another one of that my sister forced upon me.
That's a great movie. Your sister has excellent taste in movies.
Well, I don't know about that.
That was my best. That was actually my favorite version of that whole story that they rehash over and over and over.
Every time I have a macaroni and cheese fight, nobody relates the same way. It always just ends in anger. They had so much fun during their macaroni and cheese fight.
It really did look like so much fun.
I do remember me approaching my mother after that, watching that movie, and saying, I've never had a sloppy Joe before. I would like one. And I had a sloppy Joe for the first
time. It did
make
it look good.
Because of that movie, yeah. It's so good. And then she like devours it and, you know.
Yeah.
Now they're grown up.
I'm going to watch all these movies. This just makes me want to watch a lot
any
more
other,
movies
Any
now.
Other Olsen twin movies that you want to bring up?
Oh, the one where they went to Europe. I watched that during some elementary school class that, you know,
they've
the teacher
didn't
have anything to
right?
do. So like, oh, we're going to watch this one.
Haven't they gone everywhere? It's like the Olsen twins go to Australia.
Uganda. Like, there was the Uganda one. That was very hard hitting.
Yeah.
I was going to go back to the Batman thing. So, you know, I didn't mind Batman Forever that much.
I
like George Clooney as Batman.
What? No, you're mixing the two.
Sorry, I'm sorry, that's Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
You didn't mind him as Batman?
No, I like George Clooney as Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Val Kilmer was just weird.
Piff's on board.
No, I will give you George Clooney as Bruce Wayne. I think that was good. But that movie is...
No.
You watch what you're about to say.
No, I mean, it was better than Batman and Robin.
No. If they make a Batman Beyond movie, then George Clooney can play it with like the old Batman.
That's what they're doing now.
He's supposed to be a little older.
So you think George Clooney should be doing what Ben Affleck's doing now? You think George Clooney did it to
no Batman Beyond, like when he hands it off to
in the future to
like this is getting really nerdy.
Not
like
Robin
Nightwing or whatever that other
Nightwing.
Yeah. Oh, you're a nerd.
You think George Clooney should play that?
Not Nightwing, the old Batman. Old Batman who's like, I'm too old to be Batman.
Batman and Robin is the only Batman people need to watch.
Okay.
What if they get sick of that?
No one's gonna believe that.
They're running out of stuff.
It's that guy from NCIS LA.
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh.
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
I am gonna smack you.
He was also in that other movie.
Who would be a good Robin?
Wait,
already is a good Robin, and his name is Chris O'Donnell.
No, but like, who would be a really good Robin?
Oh, God. I'm leaving.
Or Dick Grayson.
Can anyone pick up on this? There was after Chris O'Donnell did Batman and Robin, he did like basically one more movie, and then it's like, it was so bad.
Because he made all the money
It was a rom-com, right?
It was a rom-com.
He was in the rom-coms for a while.
It was Batman residuals.
Was it The Bachelor? Was that it?
Might be. I think I remember that.
Was it the movie like where like for some reason everyone wants to marry him? Yeah, it's literally like the movie title is The Bachelor is a 1999 romantic comedy film.
Thanks for reading the IMDb.
You're welcome. If I remember correctly, and as I'm trying to find the actual to confirm this, basically he has to marry someone within like 48 hours or something like that.
Sounds great.
It was
and
obviously
if he does, but if he does, then he inherits $100 million.
And when do they find out that he's Robin?
Right before the marriage.
You know who would be a good Robin? I just realized this. Carl from The Walking Dead is kind of like a little bastard Robin.
Oh, he would be a good.
I'll put that on my
he's
shit
just
list
essentially
that I don't
be
have
in
to
like
watch.
Season
Titans.
Two.
No, yeah,
because it's essentially what Robin Carl. Does not listen to Ben. Robin, stay in the house
now.
God, I hate Carl.
Can we Photoshop that?
You can't take the Batwing.
Damn it, Carl.
Carl.
Damn it, Carl. Carl.
God, Batman and Robin, great movie.
The Crow 2, was that bad?
Yes, that counts. Yeah.
Does that count?
There weren't enough bullets in the
what
guns.
What about the room? That's like a real,
you know, that's like a different category.
Yeah, that's like a purposely bad movie.
Yeah, it was on my list and I crossed it out.
Nobody knows that. Nobody knows if it's been purposely made to be bad.
Yeah.
People could just be indulging in Tommy Wiseau's.
I don't know.
Weird.
You're tearing
weird
me apart, Lisa. Oh, hi, Mark.
Nobody knows why he made that movie. That's what makes it good.
Let's just play catch.
That doesn't deserve to be on a shit list because nobody knows why that movie exists.
The truth of that movie is he
Maxwell is the master of the list.
Oh, wait. Yes. What? Wait, wait. I'm going to throw this one out there. This is nerdy. I had to look at a list on IMDb because I can't remember, but I kind of liked Spawn.
Oh, Spawn was
that's
great.
A great movie.
Okay, because that everyone really shit on
No, that was
one.
A shit movie, but that
yeah,
was great.
But it was great.
No, if we want to talk about movies like that that no one liked was The Phantom.
With Billy Zane?
Yes.
Yikes.
Come on.
Billy Zane can do no wrong, my friend.
What about The Punisher?
Nah, I never got into those.
Nah, me either.
He's too
dark.
I love
it's
that
It's weird,
guy.
But it's a little too
violent. What's his name? Thomas Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. I thought he was good as The Punisher.
Hung?
Yeah, he was in Hung.
Oh, I'm watching Phantom wins. I'm going to watch Phantom after this. That was a good move. With the
Yo,
skulls.
Affleck was the bomb in Phantom, son!
With those skulls and that pink tight. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm going to make a promise right now. If I ever see Billy Zane, I'm just going to be like, loved you in Phantom.
Like, I'm sure he gets that all the time.
Like, his entire body
of
work.
He has to get that all the time.
Like, everyone's like, I loved you in Titanic. It's like, Phantom, dude.
Phantom.
Rock. Loved you in Phantom.
Can't hardly wait. That was a good movie.
That's a great
movie. That's a great movie.
Has anyone ever seen the movie Trojan War?
Yes.
No.
With the guy, with the brother from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Corey.
They never released it on it stars co-stars Jennifer Love Hewitt, mm-hmm. and it's a dude trying to bang his dream girl, but he can't get a condom.
Yes.
Like everything stops him from getting a condom.
Wow.
And he ends up like, it's the worst cliche ever. Yeah. Like, it's a golden condom wrapper. The one he hands up.
Which we all know what that
using.
Really means.
Exactly.
Wait, yes. I feel like I've
what
seen
does it mean?
This. I feel like I've seen this movie.
It's here. It's only out on tape.
On tape?
It's on
tape.
VHS.
Well, fun fact, it was Will Friddle, right? Is his name?
Who?
The guy.
Right.
Will Friddle. Sad, I know that. Will Friddle, dated Jennifer Love Hewitt for a little while based because they met on that movie set.
Jennifer Love
Hewitt. They had
to work
together.
As I say.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Jenna.
I mean, but come on.
She's an actress.
That is a bad movie I enjoyed watching. The sad thing
actress.
Is you can't get it anywhere. So.
Yeah.
But also, side note, you can't get 10 Things I Hate About You.
I own it on DVD,
but you can't get it on iTunes. It's not on
Netflix.
Why? Really?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure because I tried to. Because I was going to get rid of the DVD, but I'll look again.
You know what's funny? It was on TV recently, too. Like on FXX or something.
That's great.
What's that?
Are they hoarding it? It's the place that played the Simpsons Marathon for like 2 weeks. And,
oh, that's
on channel like 364.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that what Always Sunny? Always Sunny is going to be on that channel.
Right? Shameful. I don't know. I hate that.
I just download it.
Wow.
So are we happy with our choices?
Not
with Jenna's.
Maxwell's not happy with my choices.
She just listed good movies or movies that are beyond shit.
So share your list with us, or just share some of your favorites. Yeah. Or
what? I listed mine.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to the audience, not you.
Oh, you were looking right at me.
Well, I was looking. Well, where am I supposed to look?
Up.
10 Things I Hate About You is not on Netflix to stream. It's only on
That's
Netflix
bullshit.
DVD.
What is that?
It's like DVDs on TV on FX, but imagine all the stuff they're playing is on a CD.
Like a physical CD?
Yeah. Like a
What do I do with that?
You put it in your DVD player.
A what?
You put it in your PlayStation
you
4.
Your PlayStation 4, yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Let's get this over quickly. Pop Center Movie Club. Postponed.
Oh.
No one did their homework, right?
No.
Is that what happened?
No. Sorry.
This is a 2 week assignment.
Yeah.
What is the movie again?
Upstream Color.
What? I don't.
I do want to watch this
you
movie.
You want to watch this?
I feel bad for not. Completing this assignment because I do want to watch this movie.
Can I tell you what happened with me and why I didn't watch it?
Oh, God,
because I sat down. I'm like, all right, I have some time. I'm going to watch this.
You had time.
And actually, you know what? I kind of want to watch Lost instead. And then because I'm still not through Lost yet.
What season are you on?
I'm on the 5th season.
Are they lost yet?
They're very lost.
Okay.
But you know what's funny is
the writing was also lost.
I know.
Geez, don't ruin it for me.
Am I really going to ruin it for you?
Oh, no. He says the writing's terrible now.
Go watch The Leftovers.
No, I will tell you this, though. The title Lost isn't about them being lost in the island. It's about them being lost in life.
That's lovely.
Isn't that? Do you not like Lost, Maxwell?
I liked it. I'm just confused.
What do you mean?
They were lost. They're on an island.
No. But they're they're lost.
They didn't know
life.
Where they were. That's the definition of lost.
They're also emotionally
don't
lost,
try and push it. Don't get emotional saying. With it. They were lost.
No, but they weren't, though.
Well, they wanted you. They wanted you to take the emotional route. I was like, answer my effing questions. Where'd the polar bear come from?
What
where
polar
did
bear?
The polar
what, bear
what
come
are you,
from?
What, why are you guys saying these
that
things?
I haven't like watched it yet either. Episode. So. That was in the fourth episode.
I'm only on the first two seasons. Oh, no, I have to.
But I didn't get to the polar bear yet.
It'll come back.
Smoke monster?
Well, they answer
for
that
reference,
one.
10 Things I Hate About You. You can't get it on iTunes in the US, but you can in the UK. Bunk ooh, move.
Field
I don't know
trip.
Wow. Field trip. Go to the UK.
Do we have a budget for that yet?
No. We are working on some field trips.
Netflix.com.
To what? What?
It's a great website. They should send us to Europe so we can watch that movie.
I don't know. That'd if no, don't know if they'll do that. Okay. However, there are some other places we may be going soon.
Huh?
I can only tease it.
Oh.
Yeah. You might not be going to.
You haven't even told me about it.
But we're going.
This is like a raise your hand if you're going to go on a field trip.
No, it's like take
Maxwell,
a step.
Put your hand down.
Like, take a step forward. No. Step back. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we're going to take the podcast on the road.
Yay. Excited. I'm excited about
I'm
that.
I'm not, because apparently I'm not coming. So.
Well, no, you're not coming to one thing.
Great.
It's not my fault.
It sounds like it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Usually when someone says that, it's their fault.
No.
It's not you, it's
I
me,
I don't
right?
even know what we're talking about now.
Well, we're teasing. This is the part where we tease things.
Well, right. I don't want to be teased.
We're teasing Maxwell.
Who wants too. To be teased?
I want to get in it. I want to get in the field trip.
He wants to be all up.
I brought my bag
it.
Lunch.
That field trip, though.
Got my PB&J.
For your field trip?
My Capri Sun.
Nice.
I rolled with high C. Sorry.
Oh,
ooh, Ecto Cooler. Ecto Cooler.
Got my Gushers.
Capri Sun.
Or Orange.
Gushers. Doesn't even matter. Yeah. I'm going to be eating this at home, so
either
I'm not
one.
Going on the trip. I'm already mad.
Get your
We ended this mad. I'm mad. I'm mad at Jenna for her non-shit list. I'm mad at Tommy for not letting me go on my field trip.
Well,
Piff's cool. Piff, we're good. We're cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Surprised you didn't do the line. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going
to
take it.
I was just about to say that.
And then just throw like your PB&J down and just exit the room.
I'm going to eat it. It looked really good.
Don't forget to subscribe to the This Is Pop Center podcast.
Yeah.
Yay. If you aren't already.
We're
gotten to the point where this now we're just all batty.
They're
like,
in
we're
it.
All tired yeah. and batty. And
they're in
we've
it.
Been talking a long time. Who? Yeah.
What are you saying?
The subscribers.
Well, no, they. Oh, yes. Technically,
yeah,
they're if they're already subscribed,
they're in the shit.
They're in it.
Yeah.
But they may not be subscribed. They may be listening to this on the website or in other places.
I'm going
to
take
on SoundCloud.
I'm going to go on my own field trip.
I don't understand that. What do you mean?
You're I just want to be invited.
You are invited. What are you talking about? Just not to one of them.
So
it's not my fault.
I'm so conflicted.
Not my fault. You
I'm feeling
can't
come. So many feelings.
You can't come.
All right, fine.
Someone has to watch the podcast.
This is my job. I've become that.
Yeah. No?
Fine.
All right.
I'll sit.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast at podcast.thisispopcenter.com or just thisispopcenter.com. Why am I complicating things? Follow us on Twitter at thisispopcenter, also on Facebook and Instagram, Tumblr,
yay.
This Is Pop Center.
Nice.
Back next week, where our movie again will be
Upstream Color.
Upstream Color.
Don't know what that means. I've never heard of this movie ever.
That's why you want to watch it.
Actually, that's not true.
Let's watch it together. We've never done that yet.
No, we haven't.
Let's watch it together.
We should.
As a team.
Screening room and just watch everything.
Or like an apartment.
No, I need to be like taken care of.
You can stream it on his PlayStation 4.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I need to be in a very professional environment where I'm a special person.
We are pampered.
Oh, I see.
It's the only way I watch movies.
Jenna will rub your back.
No, that's all right.
I'll rub your back.
All right. There we
yeah.
go.
I'll watch.
That's what I'm into. Yeah.
We're going to watch a different movie after this.
You rub it and she watches. I'm Tommy West.
Maxwell.
Jenna.
We'll see you next week.